Blog Talk Radio.
WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network, is now online. Check the program schedule and listen live. Go to WWNNradio.com. That's WWNNradio.com. AM 1470, WNN, is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Hi, I'm David Faraday with CBS Sports. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to go inside the ropes for a day with your favorite tour player? What if you could do that and make a difference to children suffering from a rare form of leukemia called Fanconi anemia? Caddy for a Cure is a non-profit organization that lets you do just that. Visit caddyforacure.com to learn how you can experience firsthand a player's practice routine, club selection, and shot making. All this, and you're helping kids with a genetic disease. Visit caddyforacure.com.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
Welcome to the show, and of course, it's another episode of Rockers in Recovery. We want to thank you for tuning in and listening live tonight. And of course, Rockers in Recovery is on the air 8 hours a week now. And of course, that's 5 hours during the week, 3 hours on Sunday night. And we want to welcome you to the show. We got some things that are happening that are off the chain. Rockery is really happening. Recovery Rock Fest 2010. Saturday, August 14th, noon till midnight. This is going to be out in the Seattle area, Oregon area.
Wow.
So you can check them out. You can call Mike at 503-577-2167. Check them out. It's going to be a great time. Live music, barbecue, awesome raffles, swimming, hot tub, volleyball, horseshoes, all kinds of stuff going on. Also, we have the 12-Step Music Fest that's taking place. That's going to be happening November 4th through the 7th. And, of course, that's in the Florida Keys. You can go to the 12stepmusicfest.com and also find it online at our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Also want to take the opportunity to thank the In the Rooms gang for being here tonight.
Yes, love it.
Love being here.
You guys are the bomb.
No, you're the bomb.
No, you're the bomb.
You're the man, baby.
So listen, we have another fine episode and another fine show of the In the Rooms Hour that's getting ready to take place here. We, of course, have all of our guests online, right? Everybody's ready to go?
I hope so.
Everybody's ready.
Is Dr. Jamie on?
No.
Dr. Jamie's phone is not turned on right now. We've called it several times. We can't get through to him.
Dr. Jamie.
That Dr. Jamie.
Hey, listen, if you're listening, Dr. Jamie, we need you to turn on the phone.
Kind of works that way. I mean, we can't get a radio show without the phone being on the phone now.
Listen, somebody run out a string and a can to that man, will you?
Yeah, a potato sticks can. that's what we used to use. Yes, sir.
So, listen, we thank you, of course, for being patient with our insanity.
Yes.
And we love the fact that we get to be insane no matter what, and we don't have to use our med.
That's right. It's all about having fun and being happy in recovery.
Absolutely. Hey, did you know this, that Jerry Garcia, it's the 15th year anniversary of his death tomorrow?
No, I did not know. I love Jerry Garcia. Are you
15
kidding?
Years tomorrow. And did you realize that he died in a treatment center in San Francisco, 3 days into recovery in a detox, and his heart failed?
Are you kidding me? I love Cherry Garcia.
I see, I'm into the chunky monkey.
I act like chubby hubby the best, but I have a Jerry Garcia tie now that we're on the subject.
Well, you got Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
All right, and then you have the other one, which is my favorite out of all of them, which is Half-Baked.
Oh, really? New York Super Fudge Chunk.
Oh, come on, man. I can go on and on and on.
Well, I tell you,
I'm gaining weight as we sit here.
I just had dinner on South Beach at one of the oldest friend's house with three guys that I sponsor. One has 27 years, one has 26 years, and one has 20 years in recovery. Their wives were there, and the person's house, we call them the JIT, where we had the dinner, his wife, Becky, made homemade ice cream.
Really?
Homemade vanilla bean ice cream with hot fudge, cookie crunch to top it off.
Listen,
with.
If you're listening to this right now and you're not on your way to the nearest Dairy Queen or Ben and Jerry's, there's something wrong.
But
especially if you're in recovery.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter was this: there was four of us there. Kenny missed it because he was driving home from Gainesville. But there was four of us there with over 100 years of recovery altogether.
I could have made it over 100 and a quarter.
That's right. Unbelievable. But it was a great night. We had a lot of laughs. You would have think we were high. We were laughing so much.
Well, you know, that is, you know, like without said sometimes. Watching you guys. But, you know, if you didn't know the difference, if you didn't know, and that's, you know, you're like arms aren't bleeding anymore.
That's right.
You know,
I'm all healed.
Nose isn't twitching.
I'm looking good.
Yeah, your nose isn't twitching.
I'm
you're not scratching
you,
anymore.
Hey.
Kenny's over there scratching. Just joking.
I'm just tired.
I just have a cold.
Right. I have a little flu. It's called chipping.
Joking, folks.
I just wanted to shout out Philly T. My wife is in Jacksonville. She just dropped my daughter off at FSU and yesterday got her settled in the sorority house. She's driving home, staying with her good friend Maureen in Jacksonville. I've been a bachelor all weekend. I've been true to myself and true to my wife. Went to a lot of meetings.
Hold on, folks. Yep, shave those palms.
I want to
know. Oh, that is just down and dirty.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of down and dirty, we have Dr. Jamie finally on the phone.
Ooh.
All right.
He must have heard the turn on his phone.
Well, before we bring Dr. Jamie on, we want to tell everyone to call us at 888-565-1470, and you can speak to Dr. Jamie, Mr. Clean, John the Drill Hollis, or myself, RT.
That's 1470.
1470 on the AM dial or on Blog Talk Radio now?
Actually, we do it on the streamers now. But here's the good news with Blog Talk.
I always like streamers.
I'm going to give you the Blog Talk. No, that's strippers. Totally different.
Those are always fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, me and Lori's sitting outside, so.
Oh, that's why we got the sound
perfect
now.
Hi, honey. No, I don't see strippers anymore.
The key word was anymore.
So here's the deal. The streamers go up before the show.
Okay.
We then capture the show to be put up on Blog Talk as an archive. We do not listen live.
Well, everybody, John, you have come a long way. You know this stuff like the back of your
hand.
It's
an amazing thing.
It is. I'm telling you. 2 years ago, who would have thunk such a thing?
Four years ago, who'd have stunk such a thing?
Well, that's how we get better.
Absolutely.
Quickly.
Well, listen, I wanted to let everybody know, caller number 5 and caller number 12 tonight, caller number 5, you get a month's supply of Willard water.
Wow.
And caller number 12 gets a sound pillow.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Let me tell you,
12 is the lucky one on that one because I love my sound pillow.
I love my sound pillow.
I love my sound pillow,
hello,
too.
Sound pillow. Sound pillow.
All right, I don't know. I think you think with a month's supply, you could actually bathe in the Willard water?
You're supposed to.
Really?
Yeah, you dip in it. You teabag.
You teabag it?
There goes one sponsor.
I guess. Well, it'll be hard at work.
And we're not talking chamomile here. But that's okay. We got Dr. Jamie. The doctor is on the line. Hello, doctor.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I heard RT's confession about going to meetings while his wife's gone, and I hear about strip clubs, and in denial anybody goes to it. I want everybody to know I'm a therapist, not a priest. I think I just walked in on a confessional for some reason.
I think the tea bag had something to do with it too, Doc.
Well, Jamie, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I just left the family, and my niece poured water on my cell phone. So if you had trouble getting me, so did everybody else in the world.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know of anybody that's had more problems with their cell phones than you, doctor. I don't know what's going on, but you've always seemed to have something going on with your cell phone.
It's like old times. T-Mobile has my face and a phone number and a reward at the top.
Well, let me just tell our listeners a little bit about you, doctor. First of all, Jamie Heisman is a good friend of Mr. Clean, Kenny Pease, and I. Kenny introduced me to him, and he's been a great advisor for In the Room since before we were up online.
A mentor.
And just a down and dirty good friend. So, but Dr. Jamie, has a doctorate degree in psychology and LCSW. He's involved with the Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundation. He has a private practice. He's a public speaker. He is really the therapist to the talk show gurus such as Geraldo Rivera, Montel Williams, and Ricky Lake, and many more. He's actually the person that made these people be responsible when they brought on addicts and alcoholics to interview and had made them follow them through for a year, put them into treatment and aftercare, and really brought it to a new level. And you know what, Jamie, you can add a lot more to that. So with not any further ado, maybe you could explain to people who you are and what you're all about.
He's very shy. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to do that.
We might need a three-hour show. I don't know.
No, listen, in 1993, I found myself with Father Martin, literally, on the Geraldo show, talking to the world about the William Kennedy Smith trial. And at that time, I got a shot in the world to talk to Geraldo and the producers. And I said, listen, you guys are bringing on addicts and alcoholics, eating disorders, you name it, everybody, and you're exploiting their stories, and you're selling commercial time with them. I'm not going to tell you how to produce your shows, but at least take care of them, show people that treatment works, the program works, tell people solutions instead of problems. And we went on to help about 800 guests get $8 million of treatment over time. So, I just think that the shame and stigma of mental health has crept in our society. Where talk shows look at us and point and say, look at them, they're lost causes. But fortunately, over the last 18 years, we've been able to shift that a bit. I know Dr. Phil is setting us back a little bit, but nevertheless, we're on the road.
Great. I know you helped a lot of people, and you continue to do that. Let's start for one thing, and I know you're really involved and on the forefront of the caregivers community in this nation and the world. If you can give us a little background on that.
Caregivers are odd. I mean, it's an interesting deal because it's one of those under-the-radar sort of things that everybody thinks they should be doing this, and since they should be doing this, they sacrifice their mind, their body, and soul to take care of loved ones. And that's culturally something that we should do, and obviously reaching out is an important thing. But in the process of doing that, we found that caregivers literally are dying before their loved ones are dying because they're not taking care of themselves. And if you consider the magnitude, there's 50 million caregivers today in this country. And as Medicare ratchets up its health care reform issue, it's going to be 80 million. And, of course, so many of them are addicts and alcoholics in recovery. And what we noticed over the last 10 years when I co-founded the Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundation, that the relapse rate among addicts and alcoholics who started taking care of their loved ones was going off the charts. Literally, they were replacing their sobriety with the martyrdom of having to take care of a loved one. And so now we find ourselves together at the nexus here with this incredible program called In the Rooms and the ability maybe to reach out to caregivers in recovery before they relapse.
Yeah, I agree with you. Kenny has been a caregiver for both of his parents, and my wife right now at this time has been a caregiver for her father and who passed about 2 years ago, and her mother now just had open heart surgery. She's in her 80s, and a lot of our friends in recovery are definitely caregivers, and we know a lot of people in recovery that when they get into this, they isolate themselves and they feel like they're all alone, and then sometimes have that relapse or slip, as we call it, and it's hard for them to come back because of the shame and stigma about it.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing with that is that, you know, years ago when I went through it, I had about 5 years in recovery at the time when my dad had anoxia. He was left without oxygen during a medical procedure and was severely brain damaged. And learning how to take care of him was painful. Learning how to diaper your father, nobody prepares you for it. And the fellowships really weren't that great of a support because nobody really was going through those things. Today, if you go into a meeting and you share that you're dealing with Alzheimer's, I think you'll find half of the meeting has got some experience in it, or they'll tell you, hey, you need to call this guy because he's going through it or he went through it and he can help you. How do we put people together, Jamie? I guess that's the big question.
Well, you know, Kenny, we got actually an international human rights campaign for caregivers now that started in Chicago at the National Council of Aging. We just got back from England and in London at the Carers Conference. And this is an absolute pandemic. I mean, if you can imagine, I remember when I became a social worker, which was like 20 years ago, and we were dealing with the chronically mentally ill, addicts and alcoholics, and people that literally the electoral officials didn't even care about because they didn't vote. So they kind of cast them away as disposable people. But caregivers now are the doctors, the CEOs, the janitors, the techs, the CNAs. I mean, they're everybody who we can look around. I mean, I work with Rosalind Carter at the Rosalind Carter Foundation, and she said it best. She says, if you're not a caregiver today, you're going to be a caregiver tomorrow. And if you're not receiving care today, you're going to be receiving care tomorrow. So there's not one person that you can think of that's ever going to get by this issue. And the issue of recovery as it pertains to caregiving is incredibly interesting because actually it's a double-edged sword. As I go around the country, and we have 10 sites around the country for the Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundation, we've seen that caregivers who actually have a program of recovery that they can fall back on. And literally, if they're working a program, if they've got a good sponsor, if they're really tied to their sobriety, they literally do have a plan of action. They know that their lives have become unmanageable in so many ways. They know how to turn things over and let go. They know that they have to take care of themselves. But the codependency that's associated with caregiving is so rampant. I mean, here's a joke, and it's not a real good joke. How do you tell a caregiver from anybody else in this world? It's somebody who literally jumps off a cliff and somebody else's life passes before their eyes.
That's the old Al-Anon joke, I think.
It's a codependence joke.
Right.
it's a total codependency joke, but you know, it's really no joke because it's literally people are now, who those in recovery are substituting their sobriety, what they knew so well, what really got them to this point where they're thriving and living a great life, and all of a sudden they start putting sobriety second or third and putting mom or their spouse or their kid first, and it's really a recipe for disaster.
Well, I know that that the Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundations offer support and empowerment for the caregivers community. How do people find that on the internet, or where do they go to get in touch with people if they have a parent or a loved one that needs some help?
Well, you know, right now, of course, you can always go to lisasplace.org, and that's where the organization I co-founded. But I've been myself a primary caregiver now in the last year and a half. My wife had an accident, and it took me back to the reason why we ever developed this in the first place, that your life becomes unmanageable. You're living another person's life. You're actually, you know, treading water as fast as you can. And even the hospitals today, if you can imagine, acute care hospitals or addiction treatment centers are discharging people who have come from the most intense level of care to people, like Kenny just said, who have absolutely no clue of how to deal with caregiving. They don't know the legal aspects. They don't know the emotional aspects. They don't know literally how to advocate for their loved ones. And with healthcare becoming somewhat of a desensitized sort of detached process where people are seeing as many patients as they can, they're not getting any help from the medical world. So if you go to my website, drjamie.com, we've got ourselves now a very cool thing going. We're doing an inspirational campaign around the world where we're sending out movies, affirmations, e-zines, newsletters. We're trying to provide resources where people can go immediately and get help. Certainly, we're also going to long-term care facilities and residential facilities. And for the first time, we're literally being able to train staff as well as the administration on addictions. And so far, the nursing homes and assisted living have turned their back on this. They have no clue. When they get an addict or an alcoholic in treatment, they all say, ah, look, they're only 75, they're 80 years old, let them go, let them drink, everything is going to be cool. Well, by the way, we're living to such an older age now, it's so crazy not to have a quality of life. So there's many resources you can go to. You can go to my website, drjamie.com. Certainly soon, I think, at Recovery Month, we're going to be able to launch something called Caregivers in Recovery on your site. And I think your site is probably the most innovative, unique way that this kind of social media can take place simply within our own community that will offer incredible resources.
Well, Jamie, we're going to come back in a couple minutes, going to take a break and have a few callers. Hold on.
Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JOCO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, call online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free, 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery radio show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
We got a caller on line three. We got Susan. Susan, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're all good.
Well, I was really intrigued by what you were saying about having a caregivers in recovery portal on in the rooms, and And I'm wondering if you might be able to add to that and actually set up a form for an online meeting.
Well, you know, we are working on that right now. We're working with Dr. Jamie and putting it together. We're trying to find the right forum. We've got the people within the rooms already. We've got a lot of over 90,000 members. Many of them have the caregivers' issues going on in their own personal lives. So we're working with Dr. Jamie and putting something together so that they will have a forum to go to, have online meetings, have all types of different support, like what Jamie was talking about, legal, medical, emotional support. And Jamie, you want to go a little bit more into depth about what you're hoping to offer? Is Jamie still there? I guess we lost Jamie. Susan, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So,
hey, I'm definitely here.
Right. Whoa, you having a sandwich or something?
No, I think it's your board off. Hey, listen, put me in. I'm dying.
And I tell you,
chopped liver?
No, you always eat a tuna fish sandwich.
Right, you're right. It's always a tuna.
Every time we get lunch, you eat a tuna fish sandwich.
Listen, what your caller is calling about is dead on. Because here's the deal. I don't think we all realize this, but our addicts, the fastest growing group of addicts and alcoholics in our country, are boomers and seniors. We're talking about anybody that's actually born from 1946 to 1964. Right now, there's 78 million boomers in our country. And the fastest growing group of addicts and alcoholics are literally seniors because of the absolute unbelievable amount of opiates and benzodiazepines, the drinking that's going on that's quietly under the radar, the detachment of the caregiver, not taking care of their loved one, they're monitoring what's going on. We're looking at a condition that's going to be blowing up in a silver tsunami right now that's beyond belief. And I think In the Rooms is really on target, and we're going to be setting up something that's going to get right in front of this, and hopefully it will be the most innovative site and portal we can get to. I believe from the bottom of my heart that people who have a strong program of recovery have the best shot of literally being the best caregiver they can. They can, you know, we wrote a book called Take Your Oxygen First. And if anything the program ever taught any one of us is that's the vital way to stay sober and stay clean. If we're looking at them as our grandparents and our actual parents being the fastest group of addicts and alcoholics, then we have to look at ourselves as being the ones to take care of them. But without support, A, number one, the program of recovery that a person's in, but B, the medical, the psychological, the social, the spiritual support, we're lost. So right now, we're building a curriculum that I kind of believe will be just pioneering on In the Rooms. And as to your caller, we're going to be there. We're going to be, within 2 months, I would hope, have something that will be a model for all other either social media and all other sites that serve caregivers.
Susan, Susan, you still there?
Yes, I am.
What is it that you're going through right now?
Well, I'm not going through it really personally. Actually, I'm kind of on the other side of it, fortunately. But I know that there are people in the fellowship that I attend that are dealing with this issue, and unfortunately not very well.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of meetings, those shares about this topic are not very well received because it's one of those things where you kind of have to be there to understand it. And so those who do not have strong sponsorship support networks are really kind of left to their own devices, or they quit calling their sponsors altogether and isolate. And I've seen so many people just come in and they're physically in the meeting, but they're not mentally in a meeting. And they'll raise their hand and go, I'm a caregiver and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I got to go. And then they leave.
You know,
for your meeting.
Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
Just real quickly, for your listeners, we're not just talking caregivers of chronic illness, their family, loved ones. We're talking about professional caregivers who are literally coming to their work site every day, detaching with, you know, burnout and compassion fatigue or dealing with chronic illness. We're talking about caregivers in recovery, and we're talking about, just like Susan says, caregivers who have lost their loved ones start detaching and get sicker and sicker. So it's a huge body of people.
Now, Susan, what you were saying was very interesting, that people would start to share about it and being told that it wasn't an appropriate topic, perhaps. That's very important because I can see that happening. And that's one of the reasons why we are looking to set up an external forum, something like in the rooms, so that people do have a place to go, not in a meeting. And really, you know, in the rooms is a social setting more than a recovery meeting. But it would be great to have that for people to go to. So, Susan, just have people come to In the Rooms and stay tuned. We are going to put something together very shortly to address these needs.
Great. Thanks very much. And actually what the doctor was saying about, you know, professional people, because I actually sponsor a teacher of special needs children. And she, you know, I have to bring her back from the brink a lot.
Well, you know, the cohesion, Susan, of people staying together and staying clean and staying in recovery and staying in any healing program depends upon cohesiveness. And one of the things, like, for instance, as I deal with the lesbian, gay, and bisexual, transgender population, they want a portal. They want a private place to talk. And I so believe, Kenny, what you're saying and what Susan's suggesting here, that caregivers also need a place where people literally understand why they're there. And I think that cohesion and that common denominator is very important, because when you get in this whole group of population that says, well, we don't really understand it, we don't want to hear about it, well, my gosh, that's the thing that's dominating their life right now, mind, body, soul, and their children and their parents.
Well, you know something, guys, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, of course, we're going to have more of Dr. Jamie. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard's Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard's Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. The Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention, represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, Go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
Captain Bill holding on line three. And Captain Bill, are you with us?
Good evening, everybody. Hey, Kenny, RC, how are you doing? Buddy?
Good, Captain. How are you, buddy?
All right. I'm a little under the weather with my back, but I'm all right. You know, this caregiving hits me home presently right now. My dad is not really doing too good in his ailments. He's got a lot of physical ailments, and it's turning into mental ailments. And my mom's a primary caregiver in this situation. And I'm seeing that, you know, not only is that difficult for the person that's not feeling good, but the caregiver, like my mom, she's also an elderly person. And she's luckily doesn't have that many physical ailments, but I've been noticing that her mood has been changing, and she's getting really affected mentally by this whole situation. And it's really tough on the elderly when they're an elderly couple married for 60, almost 70 years, where they're together and they have so much feeling for each other, and watching one of them, you know, failing is really hard. And besides the physical aspect of transporting and taking care of him as an individual who is sick with the pills and appointments and stuff, I see that the pressure is getting to her also, and now it's showing up in physical ailments. And
hey, Bill, let me just jump in here for a second. It's Kenny, and thanks for calling in, because I know that you're going through this, and the listeners don't know that we're talking about people in recovery primarily that are caregivers. And so I'm going to turn the tables instead of talking about your mom, I'm talking about you.
What I was about to get to.
Okay.
What I was finding out now is that my mom needs me, and I just thank God that I'm able to help her in the sense that not being the primary caregiver, but the secondary caregiver to them both.
Mm-hmm. But hey, Bill, do you have Dr. Jamie's on the line. Do you have any questions or need any information that you might want to ask him?
From a professional.
Well, you know, my mom, who is somebody who's giving the primary care, is really having some problems with her mentally and not having that kind of fit strength in her mind to be able to get through this, where she needs help, but she doesn't want to seek it. I know that when I need help, I have my support group and guys around me, but it's tough for someone that's been in recovery that doesn't have that foundation of support. It's tough. How do you get to convince somebody that they really should, you know, do a little bit more, to go seek professional help? How do you convince them?
Captain, that's the best question that I've heard in a long time, because it's probably the most that's asked of me. You know, the interesting thing, when I wrote all the programming over the 10 years for the Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundation, they were all based on recovery principles. Literally, I got to tell you that Bill and Bob probably gave me the best inspiration for the programs I've put together and the plans of action. 60%, this is a crazy number, but this is true, and mostly because people don't go see addiction counselors or psychiatrists because of mental health issues, especially the older people. But 60% are suffering from undiagnosed depression, and that gives great mood lability and mood issues. You know, just like I do an intervention with an addict or an alcoholic or an eating disordered client, you have to really strategically think this one out, and you yourself cannot do it alone. In fact, the messenger usually gets killed in these processes. That's what we say. So you have to get the concerned people that are around her. And I'm telling you, that's the physician who has a liability in the issue. It may be an ARNP. It's certainly going to be you, of course. It's going to be any friends that she has close by. And if you call the association that your father, for instance, has a disease with, whether it's Alzheimer's or cardiological or neurological, they too will have people who have done fabulous work in terms of support. But you've got to put them all around your mom in a loving, loving, loving intervention. It's not like a Johnson Institute intervention. It's a loving intervention where everybody gets around her. And the goal of that intervention is strictly to get her to see somebody to be assessed and evaluated for her depression and her mood swings. because there is no doubt about it that she will be suffering from it. Long-term marriages, we have seen, when somebody passes away, the other person usually passes away within 6 months or 1 year. Mm-hmm. We then created our own sponsor sort of program. We call it Befrienders, where we get them to come back and help the community in some sort of kind of AA way. But it is a strategic issue. You have to quarterback it right. You have to be able to pull the right people around her, and you have to tell her how much you love her, but you have an appointment scheduled, and you need to get her assessed and evaluated immediately. If you have any problems at all, you go to my website. I will certainly connect you close, you know, to whatever region you're at, to the right people, but it's going to require innovation and love from you to put those people around. You cannot do it alone.
That help you out a little bit, Bill?
Yeah, it certainly did. I'm going to work on it. I have my brother in Jersey, a long-distance type of thing. Yes, no, that really helped a lot. And I'll take that all that information into consideration, and I'll do some more research into it.
Captain, there's one more thing that you bring up that's a great thing, too, is that clinicians, which we call like sometimes geriatric care managers, literally will do this on a teleconference. I mean, there's long-distance caregivers. Lisa Gibbons, a long-distance caregiver. When I went to work for their family in South Carolina, we had to find what people, whether they were long-term or primary or around them, what they could offer, whether it was money, whether it was support, whether it was transportation, and what a good third-party person, and I really stress bringing a third party into it because there's so many family of origin issues that go into caregiving that's why I say the messenger gets killed. So even if they're not present, get as many as you can present and put the rest on a conference call. But we'll find a third party, whether it's a licensed clinician or geriatric care manager, that will help you because hearing it from a third party is really the best way they can receive it.
Dr. Jamie, we're going to ask you to hold on. We're going to go to a break. We want everybody to hang on because, of course, this is a three-hour show tonight, and right after this we have Rocker's Roundtable, and then we have, of course, 8 Days Clean that's going to be playing from 11 to midnight. So everybody hang tight, hang in there. We got our three-hour show kicking off. We're already three-quarters of the way through in the room's hour with the guys, and we'll be back with Dr. Jamie. Any more calls? 888-565-1470. Ask Dr. Jamie questions. We'll be back right after this message.
Not a soul around but the old barkeep. Down to the inn and looking half asleep. He walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JOCO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center.
you'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. The challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334. You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
And if you're just tuning in with us, all of these intros that you're hearing were from folks that on Friday night had put up, we had put a question up on Facebook, and the question was, what is your favorite music to, you know, meditate to? What is your favorite artist? And a bunch of people came back with different things, and we had
we got a great list. I mean, the songs are amazing.
Yeah, it was like 30 different people had replied to it. So what we did was we put them all together over a three-hour show, and that's what we're doing our intros back in with.
Great idea.
So, is that what's eating up on our time?
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, it's eating up on everyone's time, but it's good eating.
So it's okay.
Well, you know, hey, we're back. We got 15 minutes left. We're talking to Dr. Jamie Heisman. Can
Dr.
I butt in?
Were you here? Dr. Jamie?
Dr. Jamie.
Are you with us, Dr. Jamie?
No, we've just...
He hung up on us.
Yeah.
See, he didn't like the... I don't think he liked the music.
He's not with us?
No, but we lost him.
Well, hey, what can I tell you?
Hey, we got rid of Cotton Bill. We got rid of Jamie. Dr. Jamie, I mean,
he's back on now.
You can't keep him off the air. Dr. Jamie, are you there?
I am. And, you know, I just want to tell you guys, you can't get rid of me, number one. But number two, the Rockers in Recovery piece. Listen, we just did an Oscar party in L.A., just so you all know that this thing isn't about just caregivers of older adults. And like Susan says, not just caregivers of special needs kids. But we did an Oscar party with Olivia Newton-John, David Foster. And you should see the people that were there. I mean, Slash was there, who's the caregiver.
Absolutely.
Paris Hilton was there, who's the caregiver for her grandmom. I mean,
Do you think I believe that? Paris Hilton's the caregiver?
Yeah, well, listen, some people got great resources, but listen, the reason why I got into this was Lisa Gibbons is a celebrity who literally has all the resources you can imagine. When I went and saw her family in South Carolina, her father was drinking too much, he was depressed, her brother was angry as hell, the 9-year-old was acting out, and her sister wasn't talking to anybody. And this is what caregiving does to a family. No matter how much resources you have, it kind of like, it's like a bomb that goes off and the shrapnel hits, and all of a sudden you find out, if it's Alzheimer's, the next 12 years of your life is spent that way. If it's like ALS, you have all 12 years crammed into 1 year. But nobody goes unscathed from caregiving. So even Rockers, I mean, so you can imagine what is the breadth of this world is like.
You know, this is John Hollis, Doc. And you know, it's funny because I watched. What you're saying is all true because my grandfather, you know, of course, he didn't die from Alzheimer's because you don't die from it, but you die from the complications of it. And I watched him suffer for 14 years. And he went from a guy that was a person that literally had his own concrete business and was the toughest guy, tough as nails, to literally in a fetal position with a feeding tube.
Right. You know, what we do is, you know, our worst thing is our codependency, which takes us back to using, is our worst nightmare. So we look at life through perfectionistic eyes, and everybody thinks since they took care of us, of course we should take care of them. But we do it in a way that's absolutely bizarre. We do it like we're martyrs, like we're Mother Teresa reincarnate. Truly, you can only do the best you can, and truly you can only see what you're powerless over. But you have to bring in resources. Like, you know, RT brought it up. The isolation of this is like the cancer of the soul. And if you don't connect with other people and other resources and bring in these kind of creative strategies, you're going to be going down with your loved one. I've seen Alzheimer's clients third stage, fourth stage, who actually, you know, have no connection to the world, but their caregivers are falling apart and dying. So it's so important.
Well, I wanted to just let everyone know again, you can find out all about Dr. Jamie Heisman at drjamie.com. And I wanted to ask you a couple questions. Jamie, tell us a little bit about Take Your Oxygen First, your latest book.
Take Your Action at First, we released on the Today Show last year, and it's written by myself, a geriatrician, who really has a good holistic look at the human being, and Lisa Gibbons. And what we did was we went to South Carolina and decided we'd bring a celebrity family out because nobody was self-identifying themselves as caregivers. Heck, until I started the word family first responder and tried to build on every 9/11, every time somebody talks about first responders, and believe it or not, caregivers are running into burning homes when their other families are running out. People really didn't listen. I mean, caregiving was not sexy. Even with a celebrity, we couldn't get media attention. But Take Your Oxygen First is literally what that says, that you have 19 seconds of useful consciousness in the plane if you're about to go down. And if you give it to the person next to you, which is usually a child, they've got so much more time and so much greater pulmonological sort of capacity that if you don't take it first, both of you will die. And that's the metaphor for caregiving.
Right. You can call. We have time for about one more caller at 888-565-1470. Jamie, I know you have something to do with psychology today. Tell us what you're doing for them.
Well, you know, I'd love your listening audience to be a part of this process, RT. I think that's a great question. Thanks so much for it. We have, if you go to the blogs of Psychology Today, it's called Life in the Recovery Room, and that's obviously written by me, but I have to get more and more material that comes strictly from recovering people. I have seen now the windows open up, doors open up, and now the world is opening up to treating addiction in caregivers. And the more stories that I can get, the more feedback that I can have from in the rooms, the more likely we'll be able to hone in and make this a real, real pervasive sort of issue that assisted living, that long-term care, most importantly probably the legislatures in Washington can't turn their back on anymore. So Life in the Recovery Room can be found on Psychology Today at the blog. I really have to tell you at In the Rooms, I cannot thank you enough for your support of that site. I don't think there's anything quite like your social media network, and truly, as much as I can get it out there, I would be really proud to.
Yeah, we love what you're doing. It's a great blog, and you're a great writer. And I just wanted to, you know, I know you're a life coach. I mean, you do so many things with the addicts and alcoholics for the past 26, 27 years, and now with all the caregivers. It's just amazing how much energy you have. What's your final, like, advice for people out there that are caregivers and suffering from any addiction or alcoholism, and how they can try to keep it together and where they can go for some help again?
Well, reach out, number one. I mean, Lisa's places are only in 10 cities right now. We've started a teleuniversity in San Antonio for 1.8 million caregivers now, so they can, like, jump on, get coaching, webinars, education. This is all about education, empowerment, and energy. What I would say to all the caregivers out there is that the anxiety, fear, and phobias that you've got, which are really the triggers for relapse and the recidivism in our addiction world, do not have to happen. I mean, let's face it, anxiety is blocking us incredibly. And as we let that anxiety go, as we take care of our mind and body and soul, as we turn to the program and look for our fellowship and community around us, that anxiety gives way to real energy. And you'll be so surprised. This caregiving experience can be turned into a sacred. It's like a yin and yang. I said the more you kind of embrace your shadow, the closer you are to healing. Don't isolate. Don't isolate. Don't isolate. The top three things.
Great. We have a caller on the line. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hillsboro, Oregon.
Oh, wow, Oregon. That's fantastic. Do you have a question for Dr. Jamie?
I've been in the program since 11/25/98, and also been in been doing foster care for the last 10 years. It kind of goes hand in hand to giving back to society.
Okay. Can you explain
so
what that is just a little bit so we understand what it is?
What's that?
You said that you do a special kind of program. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do adult foster care. I did juvenile foster care for 5 years, now I'm doing adult foster care.
Oh, I see.
Okay, great.
So if you're trying to go to Washington to raise more money for, like, care providers, that was going on? I kind of missed, just caught the end of the show, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, I think get me wrong here, but from everything that I've understood from Dr. Jamie, you're actually, putting a spotlight on this whole situation because, you know, of course, a lot of people aren't dealing with the caregiving probably the way that they should be in a healthy way. You're showing them a more healthy way to design it. Is that correct?
Right, and Washington, here we come. I mean, you guys in Oregon, that whole, like, northwest area is filled with, oddly enough, corporations, but I love Oregon. It's also filled with old hippies like me that are just about awareness. Currently, I'm speaking, I'm keynoting the NASW conferences in Maryland, Florida, Indiana, and we just wrote clinical procedures and pathways for these guys, for professionals who take care of, like, foster children and people who take care of foster children. Literally, if you're a professional and you're in recovery, you have a greater tendency to suffer from what we call secondary traumatic stress, which is literally a detachment of self. It goes beyond burnout. The most important thing you could possibly do for your life right now and to fundraise, and hopefully one day very soon I'll be out there and I'd love to sit with you over coffee and we could probably figure out ways to fundraise for caregivers. But what you have to do is let peace begin with me right now. We as professionals who are caregivers, who are in recovery, who are going to work every day dealing with twice the caseloads for half the money, have got to be aware that we suffer or have a tendency to suffer from compassion fatigue. And we're going to detach and detach unless we realize it all begins with us, our peace, and our recovery. But, yeah, email me and I'll give you my schedule or you'll find it on my website. And I'd love to come out there and be of assistance for sure.
Awesome, awesome.
Well, thanks, John.
Good to be here.
Yeah, you have another question?
No, that's it.
Well, great. We thank you for tuning in.
Also, John, before you jump off, go to International Human Rights Campaign. I'd love for all of your listeners to it in the rooms to be able to join in on this train that's leaving the station because there are real human rights issues around caregivers. Especially caregivers in recovery. And so based upon the United Nations Article 23, 24, and 25, we are setting up an international human rights campaign, and every recovering person should be a part of this. It kind of gets the word out in a non-shameful, non-stigmatizing way. That's where caregiving and mental health meet, is maybe to help the addiction world really come out in a big way.
Dr. Jamie, we, of course, want to thank you for being on the show tonight, but most importantly, you know, this is the end of the first hour of a three-hour show tonight. So, you know, there's going to be people that are going to be calling in. Is there a phone number or is there an email or a website that we could give them as they're calling in through the show over the next 2 hours?
Absolutely. I'd love to, and I'd be very, very honored. Our phone number here is 305-571-9996. That's in Miami in South Florida, even though I'm pretty much all over the country at different times, but my email is drj, you know, I'm much shorter than him, but drj@drjamie.com, and anybody can get me, and probably what RT was talking about too, our blog on Psychology Today, and join in this inspirational campaign where we'll send you out free movies and e-zines and newsletters and support if you go to www.drjamie.com.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Jamie, for being on tonight. We're going to have to leave you and say goodbye. We will see you soon, and we are getting that Caregivers on In the Rooms together, so we'll speak this week. But everyone out there, thank you for joining us tonight. Again, go to intherooms.com and visit us on our social network. We just passed 93,000 members and 250,000 years of recovery on In the Room. Thank you for tonight. Good night.
In the Rooms. Oh, Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you that thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for All Points Bulletin with Sheriff Al Lamberti, Sunday afternoons at 2, right here on AM 1470 WNN. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Every day we see the
right, welcome back. This is John Hollis, and, of course, you're listening to Rockers in Recovery. Want to make a couple of brief announcements here. The first one and the most important one, of course, is that this is the Rockers in Recovery Roundtable. We're going to be speaking with our friend Chris Day and a couple of his guests that he's bringing in tonight. One is going to be telling her story, about 10 minutes. We're also going to be talking to Glenn C. out on the West Coast from, of course, Northwest Music Scene. He's part of the Rockers in Recovery overall scene, and we're looking forward to having him on. And, of course, callers, 888-565-1470. We are one caller away right now from a month's worth of Willard water. And then, of course, caller number 12 gets a free sound pillow. So we have that call right now. Is that correct? All right. Let's go with Sean. Sean, are you with us? Hey, Sean, are you there?
That's Dawn.
Oh, Dawn.
That music festival.
Oh, Dawn, what's happening? Good to see you.
Hey.
It's always a pleasure. How are you, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
It's a great night. Hey, listen, I'm glad you called in. What's happening with the 12-Step Music Fest?
Oh, my goodness. We've been, the early birds ended last week, and I'll tell you, this phone hasn't stopped ringing. We thought it might slow down, but, we're just selling tickets and RV spaces. We still have not a lot. We still have a few RV spaces left, but a few camping spaces as far as reserved is, of course, general camping, which is first come, first serve when you get there. But as far as general, as far as reserved RV and reserved camping spaces, we're getting down there. And we have a great deal going with Cruise America Fort Lauderdale. They have been renting RVs like crazy. So that's what we keep telling people, the lack of luxury, if you want to really come down and treat yourself, rent an RV and live like a king.
Well,
for the whole weekend.
And you know, you got the main stage. There's 25 performing artists. Is that correct? There's somebody new came aboard that's not on the list. Who is that?
There's actually two or three that aren't on the list.
Okay.
Johnny B.
Okay.
Is coming. He and his band have been playing. They're a real southern rock kind of band. They're going to do our Thursday night. And we actually kind of changed Thursday. We're really excited. Johnny B has 20 years clean and sober, and he is the baby in the band. There are five guys, all of them with more time than 20 years, and we're going to let them do kind of a panel of sharing their experience, strength, and hope, and then close out the night on Thursday night, which is our opening night. They're going to just, you know, end with a whole bunch of Lynyrd Skynyrd and some real great southern rock. Orlino is one of our positive rappers. He was with us in San Antonio, and, you know, it was really hard to know how, you think, oh, well, rap is, you know, a lot of the young kids are really going to like it. I got to tell you how many adults, I don't want to say old people, but, you know, how many adults were just, I mean, packed in there to see this guy. I mean, and it wasn't like anybody knew who he was. It's just once he started, his message while he performs is so powerful that they just started like coming out of the woodwork and just lining up to hear him. I mean, it was really quite a, he told me about, you know, having that kind of message, and I believed him, but I really was more surprised when I saw it. And, so really excited about having him there. And, vendors, we've got a whole bunch of vendors coming on, bringing all kinds of neat, recovery merchandise. We've added a author's tent. We're going to have a tent there with recovery authors.
Wow, that's good stuff.
Yeah, different authors from, you know, that have written books on their experience, strength and hope and recovery and all of that. They're going to be in a tent for the weekend autographing their books, and they will, throughout the weekend, each one of them will have their own workshop where they'll share on their book and, you know, their experience. So you don't just get to meet the author, but you'll get to hear their story throughout the weekend. And if we can, we'll arrange more than once. It's just, there's so much going. We got a great, great food vendor who's going to be making tons of like smoked items. I'll tell you.
You're nonstop, and I gotta let people know that Dawn is relentless. This is her third annual. And I have seen her literally go through time and time again all types of of things that you would think would hold the person down, but has not held her down in the least.
You know, until God shows me otherwise, we just keep moving forward.
Well, you know something, we're looking forward to a whole lot of people being down there and hanging out. And most importantly, we're looking forward to being a part of that. And you can find it all over the place, the 12stepmusicfest.com. Check it out. You can check it out on holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also check it out at rockersinrecovery.com. If you have the invite from tonight, click right at the bottom of it. You can check out Dawn, give her a call, register before you run out of space. Right, Dawn?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Dawn, thank you for calling in tonight.
Great talking to you, Dawn. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this message.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapy for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back. Of course, we're on with Glenn C. from out there in the sunny state of Washington. And Glenn, are you with us?
I am with you.
I guess Glenn isn't with us. Are you with us?
I am. Glenn? Can you hear me?
Hello. All right, we should have Glenn C. on. It sounds like he's having a hard time getting through, but that's okay. You know something? Glenn C. is with the Northwest Music Scene, and, of course,
Hello.
Glenn is calling in on Blog Talk right now, on the back end of Blog Talk. And, of course, we want to, if you can't get through on that, Glenn, call 888-565-1470 to the main line, of course, to WNN Radio Studios here, and we'll get you on the air. Go over a couple of things. Rockers in Recovery, of course, tonight is the round table. And it's Rockers Roundtable. I want to go over a few things that you might not be aware of. Maybe you're not aware of them, but we're going to talk about them. You ready? All right. Do you realize that tomorrow is the 15th anniversary of the death of Jerry Garcia?
Wow.
You're kidding me. 15 years. And do you realize that Jerry Garcia, how he died? Do you know how he died?
No, tell me.
He was in a treatment center in San Francisco, and he was 3 days into his detox, and he went into heart failure.
Well, it was a long, straight trip for him.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Dun, dun.
A great guy, though. Great guy. I mean, and attempted, and just, you know, by the grace of God, you know, we don't have to, you know, there. But for the grace of God, there goes I.
Yep.
You know, but a great human being and helped a lot of people.
Well, I'm a recovering deadhead myself.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're a wharf rat.
I went on tour.
You're a wharf rat.
Yeah.
Was it before you got sober or after you got sober?
Way before I got sober.
I was going to say, man.
Yeah, I was still bulletproof at the time.
I was going to say.
I was at the Hampton Arena, the spring tour, and then went up the coast.
Let me tell you, I started one time at Saratoga Performing Arts Center, and I woke up somewhere in Connecticut.
Sort of like in that book about the guy that gets, you know, has that shot of whiskey with his milk and wakes up in New York City.
Absolutely. Yeah, in the Big Blue Book.
In the Big Blue Book.
Absolutely. It's a scary thing. But, of course, it was like hit after hit, not drink after drink. Then I did other hits, and that just got me under
did
a bridge.
Did you wind up on the rack?
Because I smoked too much crack?
My man.
No, absolutely. Baby. Listen, we got Glenn C. Glenn C. is on the phone. Glenn, you there?
I am here.
What's happening?
You know, just basking in the sun and watching this.
It's sunny out there, isn't it?
You know, it has been pretty nice the last 2 days. The last 2 days, it kind of went by the wayside, but, you know, I mean, we should be expecting some more beautiful August weather here real quick. Like, I heard it's going to be in the upper 80s towards the end of the week, so we'll take that.
Well, you know something, Glenn, we were just talking, I don't know if you heard the conversation, but it's 15 years tomorrow that Jerry Garcia passed away.
I know. You know, I heard that, and I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure I told you, you know, of course I had 14 years of you know, sobriety at one point in my life, and that's where I had my first drink was down on Fisherman's Wharf.
Really?
Yes, when I decided to try to drink like a gentleman again.
Isn't it amazing when we think like that? Oh, you know something, maybe you can have one. It'll be okay. We're going to be fine.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Oh,
I can get away with just a little bit.
Nobody will know. Nobody will know.
Nobody will know. Huh?
Nobody will know.
Just one line.
Oh, it's just stop. Just
I'll stop afterwards.
That's right.
I promise.
I'll just buy 120.
Just one.
That's all.
Yeah. It worked so well last time. Quite hard.
Yeah, look at the first half of my life. Everything was wonderful.
Yeah.
Some scary, scary stuff. I almost said the S word.
I have selective amnesia. I only remember the good stuff.
Hey, did you hear about Stevie Nicks?
No.
Well, she was playing in Santa Barbara Bowl. She had a great venue there, and it was last month. She was excellent. They said that it was a blowout. She did the set was Fall from Grace, Outside the Rain Dreams, You Wreck Me. She did Landslide. She did everything, man. It was off the chain. It was great. Great stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love Stevie Nicks. She's just awesome. I love that woman to death. She's got a voice that it drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, she used to be one of my pinup girls when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
And
I did want to thank you for playing the Mother Love Bone earlier during the other show.
What about a bone? What was that?
I wanted to thank you for playing some Mother Love Bone during the other segment.
Okay, yeah.
That was that's a band out of Seattle here. The lead singer for that, they're one of my favorite bands from Seattle, and he died of a heroin overdose a few days before that song was released.
Wow.
And a couple of the guys from that band went on to play in another somewhat famous band from Seattle called Pearl Jam.
Wow.
Stone Gossard and Jeff Amen. But Andrew's a bit of a legend here, and of course, he struggled with addiction, and so I do love that song, so I thank you for playing that.
Well, you know something, we're always in a position where when we did that thing on Facebook, did you check that out? That was pretty cool, actually.
I did.
Where we actually were asking people to let us know what their, you know, favorite music was and, you know, who their favorite artists were. And what we were able to do is incorporate that into, of course, tonight's show. So we had like 30 different people respond to it. And out of that 30 people, Chris was able to, Chris West, of course, from That Sci-Fi Show, our tech tonight, was able
the
to
best put, tech here, by the way.
Absolutely.
The best tech here, by the way.
The best tech for WNN, other than Greg Cooper, his boss.
Yeah, we have to say that. Because then he'll be the only tech.
So, but again, he was able to string all of those songs together, so I thank you. And I also want to thank our Facebook followers because they jumped on that. There was 30-plus reviews on that, and there was also all types of posts on the music we put up. We really, really appreciate the
I think everyone's going to go check out the post on who's your favorite singer. They got a lot of great responses on that one.
Amazing, man. They're blowing up on there, bro.
It's awesome. I mean, that's the beauty of Facebook and these social media is you can just really get the word out there.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, we're all sitting here, Glenn, and you got Recovery Palooza that's happening right now and eight days clean. So what's going on with that?
Well, those guys are going to kick that off this coming Sunday. They're going to kick it off in a little town next to Tacoma called Fife, Washington. They're going to play a big free show. Let's see, from there, they're going to go to Portland, and that's really when they're going to hit the road hard in Portland on the 19th, and then they're just, I've been on the road with them guys a couple times, so I can tell you it'll be crazy, I guarantee you, but they're heading down the coast. I think the next show's in San Jose on the 20th, and then back to Frisco on the 21st, which is going to be a big show at the San Francisco Alano Club. By the way, these are all Alano clubs, and they're all free shows. Billy will be talking a little bit more on the next segment about that when they replay the show. But and then from there, from San Francisco, they're zipping all the way down to Costa Mesa, which is a little bit about 30 miles south of L.A. And then they're playing two shows that day on the 22nd, back to the Anaheim Alano Club. And then I think they have a couple days off. We have a little trip to Disneyland. Jeff, the drummer, he's always wanted to go to Disneyland, which is kind of a joke because he said, I'm not going to Disneyland when we go there. But then they're playing Hesperia, California on the 25th. The 26th, I think, is Fresno or 27th, Stockton. I don't know, right around there. There's several dates. So there's about 10 shows in 10 days, I think, something like that. So it's pretty incredible journey that they're about ready to take off on.
Hey, Glenn, are you sitting near your computer right now?
I am.
All right, I want you to go to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good. When you get there, let me know you're there. I'm going to walk you through something real quick.
Okay.
You just let me know when you're there.
Okay.
You ready?
I was just there a second ago. Yes.
All right. Now, on the right-hand side under the links, about the third one down, you're going to see Rockers in Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to click on that.
Okay, hold on. Let me go to a different one here. Okay. Bear with me here, John.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I understand.
Hey, by the way, what's the weather like in Florida?
It's dark.
Oh, it is?
It's dark.
Yeah, you guys are 3 hours behind us.
It's dark. It's rainy. And, of course, we're trying to. You're there.
I am there.
All right. On the right-hand side, third link down on the right, you're going to see Rockers in Recovery. Right?
Yes.
I want you to click on that.
Okay.
I want you to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page.
Okay.
All right.
I'm all the way at the bottom of the page.
Do you see Blog TV?
I don't.
Okay. There should be a Blog TV widget there at the bottom of the screen. All the way at the bottom of the page.
Okay. Hold on.
Well, what you're going to see is two of my next guys. Pretty incredible. Okay. Pretty incredible stuff.
I don't think incredible is a good enough word.
Oh.
Getting good now.
Okay. Well, I will try to. I will try to get there. For some reason, I'm not able to load it. Am I at the holisticlifestyles.com?
Holisticlifestyles.com. Holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what we're going to do is...
We're a little slower out here in Washington.
That's okay. I understand because that's where they grow a lot of the pot from. I understand. You know, it's just like leftover THC. All you have to do
not
is walk out your
know
front door and you're like swimming in it.
You don't have to use Columbia anymore. That had that problem.
Well, it kind of filters over. It filters over.
Is that what it is?
Border.
Yeah. Get the good BC bud.
Yeah, the BC. Yeah, we're actually really close to BC. I actually grew up right on the Canadian border in a little town called Linden, which is right on the border. Okay, I'm on there. What am I looking for again here?
You're going to Rockers and Recovery on the links on the right hand side. I'm getting everybody ready for this because, you know, the guest that I have on, Jamie's back with me this week. And last week was the first time that we were on Blog TV. And, of course, she didn't wear any makeup. So this week she's all primped and ready to go. So we want to make sure that, you know, people are on there.
Okay, well, I'm going to test it out for you if I can find it.
It's
still not seeing it, dude.
Yeah, it's Rockers and Recovery link on the right-hand side. Go all the way to the bottom of the page. Can't miss it.
Okay.
It's right there. Yeah. It's on the right-hand side. So you got it? You looking at it, Chris?
Yeah, it's not exactly at the bottom of the page. It's just before the bottom of the page on the left-hand side. It says Blog Talk TV, and it's a white box.
Can't miss it. Right there. And Chris, you're actually seeing it, right?
Yeah, it's coming through good and all on our end. We're loading it up right now.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, but you know something? Glenn, here's my question for you. Because we're gonna have
to go. Okay.
We're going to have to agree. Did you say?
I don't see it yet,
okay,
but I'm going to keep looking.
Right. You keep looking.
I can do two things.
All right. Chris has been in there. He's been watching it, and we're doing Zooms and close-ups and all that stuff. So we're working on everything, and we're getting it together. Rockers in Recovery, and, of course, Glenn C., myself, and, of course, Christy, who sponsors this hour of Rockers in Recovery, the, of course, 8-hour a week show is part of the 15 hours of Holistic Lifestyles Radio. And, of course, Glenn C. gets a lot of our artists. I get a lot of our artists, and we kind of gel them together. And through the week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we do live broadcasts of all the different artists. We've had 8 Days Clean. We've had – what's some of the guests we've had? We've had a bunch of different guests.
We've had quite the laundry list. We had Jennifer Jimenez.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity Rehab. We've had Colin McGinnis, who we're going to probably talk to again today. We've had Aaron Hamilton, Carol Burnett's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Alden.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the amazing Mike Zito, who's a self-creative artist.
Unbelievable.
Mark Ludmer, Kevin Griffin. Had a guy from the UK, Patrick Duff. Who am I missing? Sherry Lewis.
Sherry's the mom. I spoke with Sherry on Facebook today. Actually, she called me. I'm going to get back to her. She's a great lady.
By the way, I'm watching you guys now. I see it.
See that? All right, I got to move the camera a little bit because Jamie's being obstructed.
Yeah, I see.
And after
that.
Putting on the makeup and doing all that work, you know, we don't want to obstruct Jamie.
She's hiding. She's hiding there. But, we've had some pretty good guests, and it's been, it went real well, and... if the future is any indication of the past, I think we're going to have some fun in the future as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And what we're going to do is go to a break right now so I can get this camera situated. And we'll be back right after this message.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard water.
Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JOCO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, call online to challenges-program.com or for immediate help, call toll-free, 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis. Rockers in Recovery, Sunday night, sponsored by the First Step Sober House. And, of course, First Step Sober House is the premier sober living environment, and they are located in Pompano Beach, Florida. And you can get a hold of course, Chris D. by calling
954-942-7414.
There you go. One more time.
954-942-7414.
And Chris and his staff will pleasantly answer the phone and speak with you. And you can also call that number if you're on the rack because you smoke too much crack here in one of the local facilities. And you can give a call to Chris, and Chris will, you know, come and meet you at the jail, and he'll talk to you and see what he can do about maybe helping you go somewhere healthy instead of somewhere not. So you need to make that phone call. One more time, Chris.
954-942-7414.
All right. And we got Glenn C. and, of course, Colin. Colin, are you with us?
Hello there.
You know, you're the bomb, Colin. I love you, bro.
So are you, mate?
I said, you're a great guy. I love you, man.
Oh, thank you, sir. And healing's mutual.
You know, I had a great conversation with you. And, of course, if you go on to Rockers in Recovery, Colin's last show with us is on there. Colin McGinnis is a great guy from England, back and forth between England and the United States, and a rocker in recovery. And a great musician, and I want, Colin, if you could, I got another segment where I'm bringing a young lady on that's going to be talking about her story, but I would like to have you and Glenn, you first, talk about Sounds Like Recovery. Just tell us what's going on with that so people are aware of it.
Okay. Well, basically, in a nutshell, Glenn approached me about doing an album with people who are or support recovery. Which is, you know, it's a great cause to be involved with. Obviously, affects a lot of people throughout the world to a great degree. We're just in the process at the moment of getting it all together, you know, talking to people. The response has been absolutely amazing. And everyone is 100% into it. So, it's, you know, we're in the process now of getting it all together. We want to get it done quick, which involves, you know, writing some songs. That's it in a nutshell.
And you know something, I guess you got some pretty good, you got a pretty good lineup that you're working on right now.
Yeah, it's all come together really well. I've been on the phone to a lot of people.
Who are some of the people that you're going to have playing?
Well, it's just a guy called Dave Hillis has just come on board.
Okay.
He's produced a lot of people. He engineered 10 for Pearl Jam.
Okay.
He's had his own band, Sybil Vain. And his credits are very impressive. And a great guy, me and him go back. and it's just really cool to have your mates in it and on it, you know.
Oh, that's great stuff. And I understand that you guys are doing some type of a kickoff or kickstart with this, correct?
Yes, we are.
And is Glenn, are you with us?
I am with you.
Okay, what's the kickstart? And let people know what they can do at the kickstart to get this thing going.
Well, here's where they go. They go to Kickstarter.com, and if they search for Sounds Like Recovery, there they can find out a little bit more about the project. And basically what it is, it was a way for us to raise funds, because we are going to a world-class facility, and, it costs money to do that. So it was a way for us to raise funds without going to, like, a traditional funding source that, is probably going to want a percentage or some points of the project. And half of the proceeds are going to go back into some sober living scholarships, you know.
Okay.
And so we wanted to utilize the money the best we could, you know. And so we felt like if we could raise the funds, it wouldn't cost us anything to do it, then that would be the best way to approach it. So, and there's a ton of information at Kickstarter about the project, who all is involved. And like Colin was saying, Lord Dave Hillis jumped aboard, who is pretty much a legend around our parts because of his involvement with the local major Seattle band, Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam. And so we in addition to him, we have Brent Frazier and Aaron Hamilton, Aaron Alden, of course Colin, Sean Van Domlin, and Kevin Griffin. We have a few others that, you know, we can't really announce yet, but it's going to be very interesting, I'll tell you that. I've posted videos or songs from everybody that is going to be on it. I did that last night, actually, on Facebook, and it was a little bit overwhelming when I looked at the talent.
Well, you know something, I'm really glad Colin McGinnis and Glenn C., you guys worked diligently on carrying a message of hope. You guys are great people.
Thank you.
I'm really glad that you're on our show tonight. Colin, I'm getting you back for an hour show during the week. So me and you are going to hang out, mate, and we're going to just like chat for about an hour and listen to some of your good music that you've produced over the years, and we're looking forward to that, okay?
No problem. So am I. I have one more thing about Colin.
We
decided that we're going to make the official food of the Sounds Like Recovery project is going to be beans on toast.
Beans on toast. Nice.
Well, that would be rude not to, sir. It's a staple diet in our part of the world.
It's beautiful. Does fish heads come with that, or?
No, absolutely. I don't know. It looks. That's about what it looks like to me. I did want to add one other thing.
It's not beans and toast, but fish heads.
Yeah, fish heads. I wanted to add one more thing about Radio Star. I was on the phone with a good friend of mine, Christy Knight, who is, she works for the studio there, and I was talking to her about the project, and Radio Star, of course, they're in Weed, California. They're a world-class facility, and they're very excited to do this project. And so, I mean, everything's just coming together real nice, and want to thank her for all of her hard work that she's putting in on this. And everybody's working their tails off.
Absolutely. Well, listen, guys, I really appreciate you calling in. We, of course, have Danielle sitting here, and I got to tell you, Glenn, she's a lot better looking than you are.
I don't doubt that.
So we're gonna go to Danielle, and we're gonna have Danielle. And if you guys want to tune in or check us out on Blog TV, Danielle is actually going to be talking about her story tonight. She's going to give us like a 10-minute introduction and talk about what happened and what it was like and what it's like now. And you know, if you're a female out there that might be suffering with addiction, or maybe you have a loved one that's suffering from addiction, this is going to be, you know, just a little bit of an insight on how things used to be and how they can change for a person. And it's one day at a time for all of us. Wouldn't you agree, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of young girls,
absolutely.
I was absolutely.
We're all tied for first.
Hold on, Glenn. Go ahead, Colin. I'm sorry.
I was in the hospital last week to see a young girl I met when I was in Cry Help, and it's just a very, very sad situation. I won't mention her name, but I went over to see her. She is not in a good state, and this girl's, you know, a young girl. She's 25, got everything in front of her, and it scared me. It really did scare me to see what situation was going down.
Wow. Danielle, how old are you?
31.
31.
Right.
So, you know, something, we if there's breath, there's hope. Guys, I thank you for calling in tonight, and thank you for being in the world of Rockers in Recovery, and we'll look forward to having you back on. Glenn, thanks for calling in. Thanks for all your hard work and all your effort, and Colin, same to you.
No problem. Good luck.
Okay, guys, have a great show.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. See you later. Bye.
All right. Now, of course, we have the lady of the hour, Danielle, who has, you know, said that she was going to come in last week, but she didn't make it.
She chickened.
Oh, is this the one that didn't come in last week?
The one that blew us off last week.
Oh.
I called in.
She called in.
She did call in.
What
she spent about 3 minutes on the phone with us.
Yeah. No, I was on like 30 minutes.
Hi, is Jamie there? Hi, I'm looking for Jamie.
I stayed out in my car because I couldn't tune in inside my house.
I couldn't.
I was on for like 30 minutes.
Really? You were in the car?
Yes.
So that bring back old feelings and old behaviors?
You know,
I know. You
did, kind of? Yeah, that's how I spent like half of my life when I was using.
In
my car.
The cuffs behind your back.
Yeah, well, that was the other half.
Plastic seat.
The other half. The plastic seat.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about it.
Are you sure on the rack. You want to, you know, say that? I mean, I'm being told here that you didn't even have a car back then.
Well, you know, listen, I remember, we, you know, I'm cutting into her time. Do you remember the Mustang that I gave away to the dealers? You remember? And then $11,000 worth of damage today. In 2 months, it was 2 months old. But we won't get into that now, Danielle.
Yes.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you showed up, Marla.
Glad I'm here.
So what happened?
Well, I'm actually just coming back.
Oh.
I'll have 90 days on the 20th of August.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
I actually just recently got out of jail.
Oh.
I had almost a year sober.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I thought I could do things my way. I stopped going to meetings. I stopped praying so much. I got everything back really quick. I, you know, had the good job, had the nice car. I was, you know, very responsible, doing everything like I had to do it. And I just figured, why can't I be a normal person and drink again? Just on the weekends, you know, drinking wasn't my problem.
Mm. Kind of like what we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Right. Mm. Exactly. And basically, I did. I was a successful drinker for about 2 months.
Well, let me stop you there for a minute, okay?
Explain the successful
drinker. Yeah, the successful drinker for 2 months wasn't a successful drinker at all. You were just warming up for the encore, which was Broward County Jail.
Of course. But
so
I didn't know this at that time. I was successful at the time. Because I was still, I had my responsibilities. I was still going to work, still doing what I had to do.
You're a moron.
Something like that.
Okay, that
and I was just drinking on the weekends. So mm-hmm. I proved everybody wrong.
Okay.
I mean, I even had
okay,
Jamie.
Okay, so in
I
your
had
mind.
Jamie going, listen.
For a month.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because I was, you know, I wasn't going off the chain like I normally did.
So you were drinking or smoking crack.
Right. Exactly. I was smoking crack. I wasn't shooting up oxys. I was, you know.
Okay.
I was just drinking on the weekends, and I still was a good mom, was still, you know, had my responsibilities, going to work, doing everything I had to do, and just having a drink on the weekends. Well, one night a weekend turned into two nights a weekend. Turned into during the week. And I did that probably for about 2 or 3 months. And then I started really having cravings for my pills, you know. And
a little chippy going on.
Before I knew it, I was using pills on the weekends, and then it became weekdays, and then I was full-blown off the chain again. And February, I went to jail. I caught a new charge, and I got out, and I still didn't do things the way that I should have. So it took another arrest for me, and, you know, here I am. It was a big scare for me, huge scare. I still don't know what's going to happen. You know, I'm only out on pretrial right now, so I'm still fighting my case. I really don't know what's going to happen to me. But all I know is that the only way I can face this is clean and sober. You know, I have to. I have to.
I'm glad you're here with us, and I'm glad that you have the heart that you have, because you know something Mad Glider said we don't get to use today, and most importantly, you're carrying a message of hope, and I'm really glad that you're sitting here with us and you're not out there.
Me too. It
gives you hope. Gives me hope. Gives Jamie hope. Gives everybody that's listening hope. And you're a great lady, and of course, we are looking forward to a lot more. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more to you.
Okay.
888-565-1470. The next caller wins a sound pillow. 888-565-1470. The next caller wins a sound pillow.
Years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. The Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention, represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free, 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Really? You know something? We're back, and we're Holistic Lifestyles Radio. But tonight, we're Rockers in Recovery every Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. And, of course, during the day, Holistic Lifestyles Radio at 2 o'clock. I'm John Hollis. I'm the host of both shows, and I want to welcome you to, of course, Rockers in Recovery. I want to make a couple of announcements here. The Recovery Fest 2010, Saturday, August 14th, noon till midnight. And, of course, it's going to be a great time had by all. It's out in Oregon, and you can call Mike at 503-577-2167. And, of course, you can check out it's the Morning Star Recovery Services and Radical Recovery Promotions presents the Recovery Rock Fest 2010. It's right out there in Oregon. Again, call Mike at 503-577-2167. And that's August 14th. It's going to be a great time had by all everybody out there on the West Coast. Now, right now, going on, people that you're making your time right now to, of course, come hang out with me and Chris D, Jamie, and the rest of the folks down at the Sugarloaf Key and at the 12-Step Music Fest. And you can go to 12stepmusicfest.com. It's a recovery Woodstock and Paradise camp out of all 12 Step Fellowships, Oceanfront Campground, closed to the public, 24-hour meeting tents, main stage recovery speakers. The keynote speaker and keynote musician is Chuck Nigron. Artie Kornfeld, father of Woodstock, is going to be there. All kinds of great, great guests, 25 musicians. We just added three more. There's 28 all in all. We're looking forward to a great time down at the 12-Step Music Fest. We're going to be camping out down there at Chris D's condo. We're looking forward to that, of course.
You're really roughing it down there.
Yeah, roughing it, baby. I'll tell you what. Me and,
does this mean that I actually have to do this now, or am I still stuck in the studio?
You got to stay here. You got to throw that switch.
Can I train somebody else?
We're broadcasting live from the event, of course. And, of course, if we can get Chris West down there, we probably would rather do that anyway, because Chris would be fun. We would have fun with Chris. We'll keep Joey back here in the studio.
Yeah, let's throw Joey in here in the studio, you know, and he can run the board, and then I could be down there, and we could do that sci-fi show, Rockers in Recovery, live.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where's he going to stay?
He'll figure out a place. He'll camp out. Jamie, you got to
I camp out here all the time.
Got room in your tent, Jamie?
She's looking at overstuffed mattresses over there.
Oh. She camps out in the condo all the time. Our guest. So when you... Oh, by the way, we got Louie Love on the line.
Yes, we do.
Let's go to Louie Love. Louie Love, you just want a sound pillow. What's happening?
How you doing, man? Listen, how you doing, first of all?
It's a beautiful beautiful day. It's a beautiful day any day I'm above dirt,
Louie. It's always a beautiful day. It's always a beautiful day, man. So, I just heard I just won something. I have a sound pillow. Now, don't get me... I mean, I guess I must be, you know, back in... In the rock ages, because I don't even know what it is.
A sound pillow, actually.
Until the gentleman just told me what it was.
Okay, well, you get the rock out, and it plugs into any MP3 player or any CD player, and you can put on any type of music that you want. You can listen to meditation music, or you can rock out to Ozzy as you're laying there. It doesn't matter what.
Yeah. So it's nice. It's nice to hear you. But it's nice to hear you, man.
Well, it's good to hear you, too, Louie Love. Of course, what we're going to do is put you back on hold, and I'm going to have Lori take your information, and we already got your information? Very good. We'll get that pillow out to you tomorrow morning. It'll go out tomorrow morning, and it'll get to you, and enjoy the pillow, and thank you for calling in tonight.
All right, and thanks a lot. And tell Chris I said hi.
I definitely will, man.
All right, then. Bye.
So there we go. Sound pillow.
Cool.
The sponsor of this show, along with Chris. And, of course, along with Willard Water, and we want to thank all of our sponsors.
Willard Water.
Willard. So, you went through this process. You had all kinds of situations occur after you went out and you used, and you had legal issues come back up. You ended up making a decision to come back to the Second Chance House, and took place, or did you decide to do that, or are you on outpatient? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of on outpatient. I got Jamie who keeps, you know, telling me to come to the meetings and, you know, that's pretty much it.
You want to take a shot at this Chris?
Yeah, you got stuck there, didn't you, buddy?
No, no, not at all. I mean, the bottom line is...
I've known Danielle for a period of time, and I'm fortunate that I got to see her in her best. And, you know, then I also got to see her not so well-dressed, strapped to a chair. And I know that feeling all so well, and that feeling of hopelessness and helplessness. And there's a guy sitting up on a podium with a $2 Bic pen. It's about to alter the course of your life.
Oh.
And, you know, there's a lot at stake while you're on pretrial. And this is about performance. How you show up is going to ultimately determine the course of your case. And, you know, there's a strong message in that, and that is that you have to put your best foot forward and continue to work the process. You know, I'm listening to how you slowly turned and convince yourself that you could have another one, and that's, you know, the obsession to use it never left. And you know, I know that so well. I'm an alcoholic. Although my drug of choice is cocaine, it always started with the first drink for me. You know, I would have that first drink in that, and like they talk about in the Big Blue Book, that experiment went so well that I convinced myself I could try it again. You know, and you know, being not only a recovering deadhead but a recovering Irishman, that, you know, if I didn't have bad luck and it didn't happen right away, I wouldn't have any at all. And I would take that first one, and then it would transform into the next five. And then after a period of time, the conversation in my head would tell me, you know, this is not what you're looking for, Chris. You need to move on to what you know is going to bring you to that place of happiness, so you think. And that was always, you know, the cocaine.
What choices are you making right now for your recovery? I mean, can you answer? I mean, I'm not putting you on the spot. I mean, if you don't want to answer, it's cool. You know, the bottom line is, what kind of positive things are you doing towards your recovery today? I mean, are you just kind of just hanging out and hopefully this thing will just work itself out? Or are you diving back in and really giving it a shot? What's
well,
up?
That's what I plan to do, you know.
Okay, let's hold on that one for a minute. We plan to do things, and I mean, there was probably over a 15-year time period of active addiction. I planned to get sober every day. It just never happened. It wasn't until I made the action to do that. So do you find yourself, like, really, like, with one toe in and you're just not ready to do that?
No, I mean, I definitely know that I have to do things differently.
Hmm.
And, you know, I did it before. I know I can do it again. It's just a matter of, you know, getting used to things. Just like I was used to using, my life was, you know, all about using, and that's what I did every day when I woke up. And, you know, I just need to get used to being sober and making that my life every day, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good stuff. And but I think that what I hear Chris saying, and, of course, what I know for myself and Jamie, because I've watched Jamie work it, and she's a different lady today, even from when the first time she came in here. She's a different lady. And, you know, with the right people around you and the right support around you, you can go anywhere you want to go. Most importantly, that support is to bring you to that point where you can have that God of your understanding, because we can't do anything without a God. And God speaks through the people around me. You know, I don't have a direct pipeline. Some days I think I do, and they're really bad days. The bottom line is that you have a shot. You have a shot where nobody else has a shot. Colin McGinnis was just talking about a 25-year-old girl that is brain dead and not even with us anymore, really in bad shape. And, you know, any day, myself, Chris, Jamie, yourself, we're one shot away from that happening. So what we're going to do, that insanity, the insanity of that first drink is still lingering. What we're going to do is go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Chris, of course, talk a little bit more about the first and second step, because I think that really needs to be focused on here tonight. We'll be back right after this message.
I am Jeff. When will those clouds all disappear? From here, with no loving, can I
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. WWNN, Pompano Beach. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. The Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention, represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free, 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard Water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard Water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard Water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for The Steve Kane Show, Monday through Friday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on AM 1470 WNN. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
right, welcome back. Danielle.
Yes.
You have any kids?
I do. I have a 3-year-old daughter.
Okay. So you've been finding it, like, difficult to be able to kind of balance everything?
Yeah, basically that's what my problem is. You know, when I was in jail, of course, I had every intention and, you know, I want to dive full force into this again. And, you know, I know what I have to do. It's just difficult because, you know, I have a daughter and I'm living with my mother right now. And my daughter's on you know, on a routine where she goes to bed at 6 o'clock every night. And, you know, I have to pick her up from daycare and make sure she's bathed and fed and put in bed by 6. And then my mom, she likes to go out, and it's just really, it's been hard to have my mom, you know, stay home or watch my daughter while I go to a meeting, and just things haven't worked out the way that I planned them to. So I haven't been able to really, you know, go at this the way that I planned to.
Do you believe that, you know, you need to get a group, you need to get a sponsor, you need to get plugged back in that
Absolutely.
Way?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So at this point, it's trying to get the right balance with your daughter, son, daughter?
Daughter.
Okay, so with your daughter. But at the same time, do you believe that anything that we put before our recovery,
we lose?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what would you say to this whole situation? I mean, where are you at? You're hearing what I'm hearing. What do you believe the first and second step and the third step has to come out of this?
Well, you know, when I hear what Danielle said, I can understand her position, okay, but there's something very large at stake here, and I think that
needs to be the number one focus. And if she can't get out, then I would make it the responsibility of her female support group to start showing up at her house and bringing some meetings to her, bringing the process recovery to her. You know, there will be some time when she develops routine where she can start planning some you know, outside meetings and, you know, and recovery-oriented activities. But, you know, let's look at this for what it is. I mean, you know, we got to a place of exhaustion because we were powerless and our life had become unmanageable. And the result of that unmanageability was these consequences, which were incarceration, you know, obviously despair and all the other thought processes that we concluded to take up the next drink or drug, whatever it may be. And we have to get very clear on the fact that our way just does not work. Because if it did, we would not even be here on the radio tonight, because we could be using successfully, safely, and with manageability in our lives. And, you know, that was one of our biggest resentments we had for people out there in the world, and that they could control and enjoy their usage, and we couldn't. You know, and they would take it with impunity.
The social drinking.
Oh, I hated it.
And I think that's part of, you know, when we get to that point where we have to make that decision. I fought with myself for years, and I was so far past, you know, a social drinking situation.
Well, absolutely.
That, you know, it wasn't even about that anymore. I just didn't care. I really didn't care. You know what I mean? So when you get to that point, you just don't care anymore. I think that's what Chris was a great, great thing you just said, because I really believe that you really have to have, you know, people like Jamie rallying around you, and it sounds like they are.
Absolutely. Thank God.
That's beautiful.
Thank God for that.
Jamie, you're a great lady. Good girl. And Chris,
freaking Yankees fan. She's only so good.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We are beating Boston right now, 7-2, since Chris brought it up.
Nice.
You know, I told her it's a long walk home. It's a real long walk. It's dark out there on Dixie.
That's okay, Jamie.
Oh, Dixie Highway.
That's okay, Jamie. I'll push you in my trunk. It's no problem. That's okay. You've never been in the trunk before? Actually, the trunk's pretty cool. We used to get in them when we went to the drive-in.
Yes, the drive-in.
You know what a drive-in is? Are you old enough to know what a drive-in is?
Oh, it stopped her right in her tracks. It's great. Keep it up, John.
Huh?
Yeah, a friend of mine used to, my friend Dina used to go in the back in the trunk.
In the trunk? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like $3 then, too.
It was like $3. I see your...
Wow.
And the wonder, if you think about this, I mean, we all owe drive-in movies an amends, because they're all out of business because everybody went in on the trunk
We never paid. That's why they're closed.
Well, then you got the bright idea to broadcast on radio. So you used to hang in the woods with an AM and just listen and watch the movies, too. I mean, that was that's where I went to party.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. So we just went from of course, Danielle talking to us about some real heavy-duty issues. And the real issues are that, you know, something we need people around us. We need people in our recovery lives. We need a network of friends and people that are going to help us to get through those moments. So that way, each time a moment of clarity comes, we got people like Chris D in our lives to be able to point them out to us. We have friends like Jamie in our lives to get us through those moments of craving or just insanity, you know. And would you agree with that?
Yeah. You know, there could be a tragedy here, too. I mean, there's nothing worse than have been through this process before and had some success, knowing exactly what to do, what I have to do, because I've already bought into the idea of who I am, and then not applying that again, you know, because the fuse is lit. And I got to be honest with you, Danielle. I mean, you know, if you don't get back on the road of recovery full bore, how long do you honestly think that you can just not pick up?
Not long.
Yeah, not long. And that's the part that could be the tragedy. And, you know, let's look at the process here. The first step is a statement of the problem. The second is a statement of the solution. And the third is very simple. What door? One or two. Reconsider or die.
Mm.
You know, and you either choose in or choose out. And we validate that with the balance of the steps and service work. And, you know, you have all that in you. And like my fallen partners to say, if you only knew what I knew about you, you'd be excited.
It's true, man. You know, it's a true statement because it's so. If I had thought back, how many times Richard had said that to me over the years, and I just kind of blew it off and went on to what I was doing. But you know something, the year that my first year in recovery, and I went to Richard, and he gave me a big hug after I had celebrated my first year, and the most incredible feeling I ever had was when he said to me, "See, it wasn't that bad, was it?" And when he said that to me, I finally, you know, it was one of those, you know, you get those itty-bitty miracles as you're going through your recovery, and it was one of those spiritual awakenings for me that, you know, it's easier to get sober, or it's easier to stay sober than it is to get sober. And I just repeatedly kept tearing myself up, trying to get sober over and over and over again, and I wasn't doing anything, spinning my own wheels. It's easier to stay than it is to keep going. So I had to do the footwork.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you did.
You and Broward Dade.
Yeah, you know that that whole Biscayne Boulevard is a safer place now that you're not around there.
How long do you have?
Smells better. 4 years, almost 4 years.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm coming up on 4 years.
So hey, I'm coming up on an anniversary pretty soon too.
Yeah.
I'm a teenager.
I know.
Meaner.
Actually, you know something? We actually had a. Had his last anniversary party here. Well, it wasn't here. It was at the old stadium.
The stadium.
We were at the stadium.
That's the one with the methadone clinic downstairs.
Absolutely. We had a radio station right over top of a methadone clinic.
Yeah, it was Dr. Weed.
Dr. Weed, that's right. Dr. Weed was
there. Oh, yeah, the old place, Dr. Weed.
Dr. Weed was down there, and, you know, you got your dose.
The pain guy.
Yeah. The pain guy.
He's in prison now.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Weed's in prison.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Really?
Finally.
Because I remember that his office had
Dr.
closed
Weed.
For a while.
Dr. Weed,
you don't come here
no more. He no here no more. Dr. Weed, you go. You go now.
Never come back.
15 years life, okay? You go now. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back. And, of course, we're going to finish this up, and then we have 8 days clean. That's going to be hanging out with you for about 40 minutes or so, and we're going to be playing that music for you on 8 days clean. If you haven't heard them, they're a great, great band. And we'll be back after this number.
May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. And may you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free, 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
That's being played tonight. It's courtesy of our friends and our people on Facebook, on Rockers in Recovery. We had folks.
That was actually the most requested song, imagine. There's probably about 5 to 10 people that requested that song.
Out of all of the folks?
Out of all of them. Imagine was the only one that came up more than once.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other one that did, too, was Amazing.
You're right. Yeah, Amazing was the other one that came up three or four times.
Yeah, we posted on Facebook, Rockers in Recovery,
couple of different things, and you know, one was, you know, what type of music it brings you comfort when you hear it, and everybody just kind of blew up. There was like 33 people that put music up. So what Chris did today was go through and take all of that music, and we've been using it for going out and coming back into all the segments, and we're going to do it again next week. So I'm going to log it on, of course, Saturday night. We'll get the list together, and we'll get interactive, and we'll play your music that makes you feel comfort. Because, again, this is about us all comforting each other so we can go to the next level to be able to carry a message of hope like you eloquently did tonight, Danielle.
Thank you. I'm glad.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
We appreciate you being here.
I'm glad I could be here.
And,
thank you for asking me.
Yeah, well, we're going to have you back.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we definitely need to bring her back.
Absolutely. And Chris likes you. Chris likes you. And not Chris D. Yeah. Chris W.
That's right.
Absolutely.
The sci-fi guy.
The sci-fi guy likes you. Okay. Just make sure he doesn't dress up like, you know, like, what's that? You know something? It was Gene Simmons just was at one of those sci-fi things.
Yes, he was at Comic-Con.
Yeah, and he was dressed up like
Rocky
like
and Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. That's correct. Amazing stuff there.
Yeah, and
if he dresses up like Bullwinkle, would you like go out with him?
Absolutely not.
I would agree with her. If I dressed up like Bullwinkle, I'd have to beat my own butt.
So hey, hold on. Let me push the microphone over to Jamie real quick. Jamie's her recovery tonight has been strictly about Boston.
No.
You like Boston, don't you?
Oh.
Aren't you a Boston fan?
I am a Yankees fan. Shut up, John.
I thought you were a Boston fan.
No, he's a Boston fan.
Oh, see, I was totally, you know, you told me
you
she likes Boston.
You obviously never look
Chris.
At my Facebook page, John.
No, I don't. You never chat.
I'm not a chatter.
Hello?
She's not a chatter.
No, she don't chat. Oh my God!
And she, you know, she texts like the wind over there, though. You watch them all night long. She blew her battery up. And she wanted to know the score of the game, so I told her a lie.
She's going to Texting Anonymous.
I think that actually needs to happen. Texting Anonymous,
yeah.
Especially with teens today, and driving.
Oh, my daughter had 5,600 text messages last month.
Do you pay per text?
Oh no!
Thank God. That would be scary.
Yeah.
Get that bill. And I got the 12-year-old in there that's saying to me, "Yeah, I want a phone." It's his birthday, by the way, the 13th. Friday the 13th,
happy
baby.
Birthday.
Christopher, 13 years old.
Yeah.
Or 12 years old on the 13th.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Hey, Chris knew you. Chris knew you when you were like an embryo.
Muy poquito.
You were
very small.
Yeah.
Now look at me. I'm like.
No, yeah, you're just a grown up. Yeah, you're just a grown up. Yeah,
but getting bigger.
All of like 3'5". I love it. It's beautiful. So, he's getting ready to say something more. Well, hey, listen, Jamie.
Oh yeah. By the way, the Yankees are not in. The Marlins are in.
Okay.
Yankees not first place.
Yeah. The Marlins are never in.
Always in.
They're always in his book. But that's okay. We'll keep working on him because he needs to be a Phillies fan, but we won't get into that tonight.
I don't know.
Now, as far as Boston, I'm glad that Boston was brought up here tonight because coming up on October the 2nd, I will find out more information tomorrow, but Richie Supa, Ricky Bird, and a bunch of other musicians that will be named tomorrow are going to be doing a special event in Boston on October the 2nd, and it's going to be an event for recovery, a rock and roll event, and it's going to be happening October the 2nd, and it looks like Rockers in Recovery is going to be there, and we're going to be broadcasting live from that event. We're working out all the gory details right now. We will be, of course, posting that information on all of the websites and on Facebook. We're looking forward to going to Boston, being a part of that, and most importantly, helping Richie Supa and Ricky Bird carry their message, along with Woody, the gentleman that put this all on, and we'll make sure that more is announced over the next couple of days in regards to this. So what do we have coming up? We got the 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th. We, of course, have the recovery event taking place up in Boston, October 2nd. We also have on August 14th, right around the corner here, folks, right out there in Oregon, You want to go to Recovery Rockfest 2010, Saturday, August 14th, noon till midnight. And they're going to have barbecue, awesome raffle, swimming, hot tub, volleyball, horseshoes, pool, and Texas Hold'em tournaments. Oh, boy.
Texas Hold'em?
Yeah. You like that?
Bad memory of that.
Yeah?
No. Yeah. I celebrated my anniversary playing that one night, and then I became a dad all in the same shot. I was like, pow. I had a double whammy. Lost everything, and then gained everything.
Wait a minute. You lost everything, and she had a baby that night?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Or she gave birth the night that you were playing Texas Hold'em that
long. Yeah, I had a choice. I had to choose between playing cards or getting my baseball glove and going down to the delivery room with my hat backwards.
Johnny Bench.
Come on, we're ready, baby.
Johnny, and listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you a little story before we go out here, okay?
Here it comes.
And I'm going to tell you about my experience with, you know, that birth, childbirth. Here I was sitting in the delivery room. I was with my my second ex-wife. you know, there was three, but we won't get into that. So the second ex-wife, and the bottom line is that I'm sitting there, she's getting ready to have birth. And, of course, the baby's born, and it was the most incredible thing. It was a little girl. It's my daughter, Gwen, and she was just incredible, incredible, most incredible thing. So, of course, you know, I never really went to the doctor a lot, and we didn't know what the placenta was. Okay, so I'm kind of like hanging out, and I'm like in awe over the baby being born. And the doctor, who looked like Boo Boo Bear, and he was a little Hindu doctor, and he had this tin, and it was up next to, you know, the vagina. And out comes the placenta onto this tin. Well, I got to tell you, that big guy like me, big tough guy like me, I took about seven steps backwards and passed out into a chair. Most incredible thing I ever seen in my life, and I got to tell you, sex was never the same with her after that. Okay, so that's my story on childbirth.
That is why I will be in the bar down the street.
Dude, let me tell you something. I mean, it's the most. I can't believe that they went through what she went through. I got to tell you, but you know, same thing with Lori. I watched Lori go through it, but Lori threw me out of the room. She didn't want me to stop, you know, performing. So, in the meantime, we're done. I think we're going to go out now. But
thank God. Thank God.
Wow, how bad is that? Thank God. You want to get out of here that bad?
No.
Okay, hold on. I got a question for you.
Yeah, what does that mean? Now, hold on, man. We're going to hang out here. What does that mean? Thank God. What does that mean? You don't like being here?
No, I love being here. It was just the last.
You're red.
The last.
You're red again.
Sunburn.
It wasn't sunburn.
The last part you were talking about was really kind of gross.
It wasn't? Gross.
I thought.
Have you ever had pins?
I have, yes. But I mean, for other people.
Why would it be gross? It's just, you know, a natural thing.
You're checking their saving you. He's rolling the sound.
If it's such a natural thing, then why did you never think about having sex with her Sam again?
Right, because it just totally blew me away. I took, you know, seven steps backwards. It reminded me of like a lizard turned inside out. It just was not good, man.
Oh, gosh. This is why I said,
not good.
Thank God.
Okay.
That's right there.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we won't discuss it more. On that.
I think it's a little too late for that. I think we already went down that road.
Yeah. We went down what road? Oh, Lori wants to say something. I got. It doesn't take much for me to have a weak stomach. I can't even clean up after the dog. Listen, thanks for everybody tuning in. Hang tight. You got 8D's Clean coming up here. Great musical performing group from the Northwest. And Glenn C and those folks in Recovery Palooza. Go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook and go to Holistic Lifestyles Radio and click on Rockers in Recovery. You can check us out. Thank you, Christy, for being in tonight.
Always a pleasure, John.
Christy's First Step Sober House is the sponsor of the show, along with Willard Water, Sound Pillow. They make this happen on a Sunday night. It's the Rockers in Recovery Roundtable. We get to be able to talk about news, events, and have different people on, like Len C. And of course, our boy, Colin McGinnis. And next week, we're going to be coming back with some powerful folks and talk about what's going on in Boston and some other areas. But tune in tomorrow, 2 o'clock, and then 10 o'clock tomorrow night for Rockers in Recovery. Thanks for listening. a great night.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard Water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard Water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Every day we've been
Thank you.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hollis.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis. It's Rockers in Recovery. Friday night, of course, the 12-Step Music Fest is going to be taking place on November 4th through the 7th. We ask you to, of course, be a part of the festivities down in Sugarloaf Key. Mile marker 19, just before you go into Key West. And, of course, it's at the KOA Campgrounds in Sugarloaf Key. You can go to the 12-Step. It's 12stepmusicfest.com. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can check out their information there, too. 12-Step Music Fest is a three-day outing, and it goes from the 4th through the 7th. And we, of course, look forward to being there broadcasting live with Dawn Wilder and the rest of the folks. Monty's going to be there. He's packing up in Washington. Coming up here in a few months, we'll be meeting Monty down there, and we're looking forward to seeing him, and we're looking forward to seeing all of the folks from the Half Moon Festival up there in New Hampshire and Maine and Boston area. We also have some things coming up here real quickly. I spoke with Richie Supa today, and they're getting ready to do a huge event up in Boston, and we're trying to work out the details for October the 2nd to be in Boston doing a live broadcast from that event. More will be revealed. Maybe we'll be there. Maybe we won't. But we'll know within the next week or so. So we're looking forward to hearing more on that. And, of course, it's a recovery event. And Richie and a lot of musicians are getting together and are going to play a benefit. And we're looking forward to hearing more on that. We'll have our friend on Ricky Bird that's going to be talking about it. If you don't know Ricky, Ricky's from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. He's the lead guitarist. And Ricky's a great, great guy and a great message of hope, along with Richie Supa. And we look forward to hearing more of what those guys are doing. So, again, don't forget 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th. We look forward to wrapping that all together. We got some great things coming up over the weekend.
Tomorrow, right here, we have that sci-fi show between 4 and 6 tomorrow. And, of course, Joey Reynolds and Chris West are a part of that. And they're right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And also we have a Sunday night, the In the Rooms Hour. If you've never heard of In the Rooms, it's the In the Rooms social network. And you can go to InTheRooms.com and find out more information about In the Rooms. Also, we have, following that, we have the the Ask the Interventionist Hour. Ken Seeley's usually on with us. If Ken can't make it, then what we usually do is we do a show with Chris D. from the First Step Sober House, which looks like that's what we're going to be doing this week. Is myself, Chris D., and some guests are going to be on, and we're going to be kicking it. And then at 11 to 12, we are on for 3 hours on Sunday nights. Of course, we will be kicking it with a Rockers in Recovery replay, and we'll look forward to seeing what that is at that point. And more will be announced. If you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, or any of the other social networks, you'll be updated. Also, want to take the moment to, of course, let you know that we are not a glum lot, and we're going to be having some comedians coming on real soon. Working on the details, the gory details right now, and we'll be updating you on that also. I'm going to go to the phones, and, of course, we have Billy from the 8 Days Clean. Billy, you with me?
John.
What's up?
Hey, how are you, man?
You know something? I got a feeling that Seattle's and the West Coast is just jumping up and down right now because 8 Days Clean is getting ready to go on the road.
Absolutely. Yeah, whole West Coast tour.
Where are you going? You're starting out in Seattle and heading south, or what's the deal?
Yeah, we are starting out in Seattle, and then, of course, next town, Portland. Mm-hmm. And then we're taking a giant jump down to San Jose, kind of like an overnighter there. We'll be in San Jose on the 20th and working our way back up from San Jose to San Francisco on August 21st and Costa Mesa August 22nd. August 22nd, we're also, so that's a two, we're playing in Anaheim also, so we got two shows going on that day. And then we get a couple day break there, maybe go to Disneyland.
Nice.
Since we're in the neighborhood.
For me, right?
And then this year, the 25th, we are going to be in Hesperia, California. Mm. And then the 26th, LA. And the 27th, Fresno. And the 28th in Stockton.
Nice.
And then back home.
Then you can find all of this information out on Reverb Nation, right?
Yeah, Reverb Nation. You can find us. You can find us on Facebook, Reverb Nation, MySpace. Just search 8, the Roman numeral 8, Days Clean. On Facebook, you can find us there. We're pretty active on all those networks, and of course Reverb Nation as well.
You know, it's funny because I've had you guys on. I had the whole band on at one point, which was a really cool experience for me trying to figure out which one I was speaking to. But I had a great time with it. And I got to tell you that I was later on reading that John Larson from the Tacoma Weekly had said that your new album, Angels of Nothing, is dark, disturbing, and utterly brilliant. And I have to agree with the man.
It's a great album. Yeah, it's really. You can sink your teeth into it. You know, it's got some depth. It's got the darkness edge of the worst parts of addiction, and it's all there, man. The whole kit and caboodle.
Well, the good part about your message, and it's clear, your message is clear cut, that addiction kills, and there is a better way of life. And then you actually have the other aspect of it where you can show how good life is in your music too. So you have all of that. You have that whole process going on with your music. Somebody that's in recovery, that's out playing, that gets to be on the front lines of of young rockers or even old rockers that show up and say, you know something, I'm done and I want to live the way I've been living. You're on the front lines of that. You get to be able to help a lot of people with what you're doing.
You know, John, and that's the message right there in a nutshell, is that we are not a glum lot.
Mm.
And, you know, and there is life, you know, happy, fun life in recovery. And it's, you know, we're all so blessed to be able to do what we're doing.
Well, I can tell you that I know that Glenn C. from the Northwest music scene and a lot of other people really, you know, like what you guys are doing and support what you're doing. And most importantly, they do it because they know that you're really putting your effort and your time into it to help other people. You're getting ready to do a recovery palooza tour, and it's not going to cost anybody a dime. Anybody can go, correct?
100% free.
Not unless we can find you. Not unless we can find you in Uncle Charlie somewhere.
And speaking of support, big shout out to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We've got a lot of people supporting us with this, so we're actually able to do this. We've got just a whole group of folks behind us making this happen. And without those people, you know, we wouldn't be able to be doing this. So to everybody out there helping us, including yourself and Holistic Lifestyles, you know, thank you all very much for all your hard work and dedication.
And, you know, something I think it comes down to what me and Glenn C. have talked about, and I've talked to you about it, and I've talked to the other band members about it. If we all pull together and we all work together, you know, got Monty coming on this coming Wednesday, and he has a radio show out in Washington, 12 Step Radio. And the bottom line is that, in my opinion, there is no competition. We're all working for one common goal.
And that is to help our suffering addict and or alcoholic.
There you go. Or family members. I mean, because, you know, here's one of the things that I started to realize as I started to, you know, defog was that, you know, I thought, like, poor me, and then I started, like, getting phone calls because I started to help other folks, and I started getting phone calls from, like, despairing mothers and desperate wives and, you know, falling apart brothers and sons and daughters, and I was seeing that aspect of it, and I had stayed blind to that for so long, I didn't realize how many people my addiction was affecting. I thought it was just me. It's all about me, right?
Right, yeah, until we put pen to paper. And
go figure. Not the steps. Don't tell me about them. I might get well.
Right. Darn it. Yeah, and I think, you know, the greatest gift, the greatest gift of all that you know, I've gotten from this is actually able to be in that altruistic mode to actually have something worth so much but is absolutely free to give away.
With looking for nothing in return.
Absolutely, man. And that's it. You know, that's the payoff. That's the big payoff right there. Is just being able to give that gift to me, you know, that was given to me, and be able to pass that on to the next open ear, you know, is really the true gift for me today.
Billy, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go out to a break, and when we come back, we're going to play some 8 Days Clean.
Fantastic.
And then we're going to pump it up, and then we're going to talk about it.
Cool.
We'll be back right after this message.
All right.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hull.
All right, and this is America by 8 Days Clean. It seems now more certain than ever that the bloody experience of Vietnam is to end in a stalemate. This summer's almost certain standoff will either end in real give-and-take negotiations or terrible escalation. And for every means we have to escalate, the enemy can match us. And that applies to invasion of the North, the use of nuclear weapons, or the mere commitment of 100 or 200 or 300,000 more American troops to the battle. And with each escalation, the world comes closer to the brink of cosmic disaster.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. WWMA, Pompano Beach.